doing part two, to part two, to our overview, review of the Binyan HaBayit. Our sages taught us, "V'yu kol ma'aseh al-shem shamayim." Everything a person does, he should have in mind is for the sake of heaven. And when one has that in mind, then he'll be successful. Or do things. They do it because they're in their own desires and that's why very often we don't succeed in our spiritual, because even in our spiritual endeavors we have mixed in great need and want to fulfill our own. Same thing is true in marriage, and as we discussed, what Rav Salant always told the Chassanim, that you should always remember that your wife's physical needs are your spiritual gains. Anytime you do something physical for her, for you, it's a spiritual thing. If she wants you to go shopping with her, if she wants your help taking out the garbage, for you, it's a mitzvah. The fact that for her, it's something physical, that's irrelevant. You have to view these things as mitzvahs. We discussed that if someone would offer you a partnership with Bill, much preparation, before you went to the meeting to form this, to have this deal, and we said that certainly when one is going to form a partnership with Hashem, one should prepare, and we mentioned the story of Rav Shlomo Zalman, who was seen preparing himself before he entered his home, setting his tie straight, getting everything to look presentable, and the reason wasn't because he had anyone special waiting for him, it was because he had the most special for him, he had his wife waiting for him. We discussed how everywhere you look, the Western world represents marriage as a physical pleasure. The woman is always presented as something physical everywhere you look. All you have to do is step out of the building and see any advertisement on any car or any billboard. And marriage, the focus is the physical, will never be a joyful marriage. It's impossible. Joyful marriage must have spiritual content. The more spiritual content, the more potential for joy. But the joy does not stem from the physical. We discussed that the physical is important, and it is the vehicle that serves the spiritual. But it is not the end, it is part of the means. We said that true joy comes from giving. True love is giving, not taking. So long as one is in marriage and he's a giver, the marriage is moving in the right direction. The day that the two start thinking about taking, or I've given enough, or I deserve, that's the day that they have stopped proceeding towards happiness. We discussed not keeping a scorecard. It's very easy for a person to say, I did X, Y, Z. Firstly, almost every husband can be assured that his wife is doing 10 times as much as he is, and doing 10 times as much giving, and whether he knows it or not, that's the truth. That's why it for sure doesn't pay to have a scorecard. And secondly, marriage can't work based on a scorecard. You never know which action is going to drive your love home. Sometimes it's the fact that you got up that middle of the night to pick up the crying baby. Sometimes the fact that you went out and took the garbage that one extra time. The small things sometimes drive it home. You'd be surprised how much love has to be reinforced. One can never tell his wife enough how much he loves her, and one can never reinforce that feeling enough. And part of what a husband must always do is reinforce that feeling. And what a husband must, God forbid, never do is leave room for any doubt. The Gemara discusses that if a person marries his daughter to an Amoritz, it's as though he bound her and put her before a lion, the Gemara says. Just like a lion pounces upon its prey, hits it with its claws, and then devours it, so too an Amoritz, the term the Gemara uses, relations with her. So the Gemara is explaining to us that an Amoritz views the marriage as a source for his own pleasure, and the wife is the utensil for his pleasure. She's not a partner. So therefore, there's no contradiction between giving her a smack and then going to have what we would call intimate relations. The Gemara says those are the character traits of an Amoritz. As a person learns, he's supposed to learn that marriage is not that. And there's a partnership. The Torah commands us, V'davak beishto. A person is supposed to be like glue, connect with his wife. And the Torah doesn't say command your wife or tell her what to do or